just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you as we launch here into the third hour of the show. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Lauren.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their website. Ours, we give away. freetalklive.com. So last hour we were talking about a disturbing story from CNSNews.com about this character at the FCC called Mark Lloyd, who is apparently the FCC diversity chief. And he's come up with some really disturbing ideas about how basically he wants to throw some more taxes and fees onto radio stations and other broadcasters, also increase, for instance, your telecommunications fees, and take that money and funnel it into places like not-for-profits and the Corporation for Public Broadcasters. And, of course, the question is, well, what will the fees be? I'm looking at one article that says it'll be 1% for small markets, 5% for larger markets. The guy was on the phone earlier, said he heard it was 100% of operating costs. So there are all kinds of numbers that are up in the air right now. What it'll end up being, I don't know. But if there are fees tacked onto the radio stations, it will make it that much more difficult for them to do their business. The stations are down. A lot of companies are down 20% because of the down economy, and they're having a tough time. They've had to cut staff. It's not an easy situation out there, so adding more fees on for them to do business is going to make it that much harder for them to get the business done, possibly putting more of them out of business. It's a disturbing situation. But luckily, Free Talk Live doesn't charge our radio stations for taking our show, so they don't have to incur any additional costs, at the very least, to add Free Talk Live, which is, I guess, maybe something that could be good in that we won't necessarily get kicked off the air unless the station goes out of business, because we aren't increasing their costs. Let's go to your calls about whatever you want. Dennis, I think with a related call, you're on Free Talk Live in New Hampshire.
Now, say what you guys want about that bastard at the FCC. I will always love the Corporation for Public Broadcasting because they brought me Mr. Rogers, and he loves me just the way I am.
But with all this money going into the National Public Radio, it's going to make it worse. Everyone's going to become lazy. They're not going to have to build, you know, make the excellent programs that they sometimes come out with now, and it'll happen less and less often.
Right, if they don't have to actually raise their operating budget from the public. If they can count on full funding from the federal government, then yeah, you're right. Their programming will not be as quality.
Are you people saying that Mr. Rogers is going to go off the air? Because that would really disturb me.
Isn't Mr. Rogers dead?
Yeah, he died, Dennis.
Oh, fudge. So hey, I hear you guys are like number one in some or something on in Manchester, New Hampshire. I saw an email from Ian that crowed something like that.
Yeah, one of the many markets that we are number one in. We are number one in women 35 to 44 in Manchester, New Hampshire.
And I knew it was bound to happen once the girls figured out I was on this show that our ratings would spike in females.
Well, I blame you, Dennis, because you and some of the other activists have been very busily and very successfully handing out Free Talk Live flyers at concert events and things like that. And I'm sure that goes a long way to help people find our radio show on the air.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that has been, you know, one of the great things about the FSP is, like, the new people that show up. So for, like, a year or two, I was the lone crazy person handing out flyers outside of
He was saying he was the lone crazy person handing out flyers outside of concerts. Dennis, are you still there? We're having some phone issues.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Not particularly, but go ahead and give it one more try.
Okay, well, I'll try to help this out. Hey, school is getting started up, and you know, we still have lots of CDs left over of Free Talk Live for high schoolers going after them. So, you know, with school now underway, we are once again going to be trying to get the Free Talk Live message out to people in high school. It should be fun.
Excellent. You know, that reminds me. I've got some of those CDs, and we need to get those out here as well. Now, what can people that are around the country utilize this, Dennis, or is it specifically for New Hampshire?
I suppose if they wanted to, like if they shoot an email to me or contact me on the FTL BBS, I'll give them access to the MP3s. They can burn their own CDs if they want, but you know what we really got in New Hampshire is pretty organized. With, you know, there's one guy who's looking up all the high schools in the big metropolitan areas. You know, when do they start? When do they stop? You know, and organizing. Okay, we're going to be here at this time. You know, and then activists have kicked in the money to where we have hundreds of these CDs printed up. It's easy to do when you've got an army of activists.
No doubt about it. How can people get in touch with you if they want to try this in their area?
Message me on the FTL BBS. That's probably the easiest way for FTL listeners.
And what is your username on the FTL BBS?
D_Goddard.
D. Goddard. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You bring up anything, let's talk about some other scary stuff coming out of Washington, D.C. This is just bad idea after bad idea. Fox News is reporting, and this is really disturbing, in an effort to reduce the spread of HIV, public health officials are considering the promotion of universal circumcision. Now, Lauren, you're gasping. Why?
It's horrid to think about.
Horrid. Why?
Because they're cutting the most sensitive parts off tiny infant people.
Yeah, are they going to make it universal for women as well, or is it just universal circumcision for males?
Well, I think we all know that circumcision for women is just cruel torture that's propagated by the dirty Muslim folks. And not even all the dirty Muslim folks. It's the black African dirty Muslim folks. Whereas circumcision's good old-fashioned white folk stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really stupid nonsense. Circumcision's history
is all mutilation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's genital mutilation, whether you look at it or not. Circumcision's history in this country was basically propagated by Christian fanatics that thought that it was going to cut down on masturbation and make kids go to heaven.
I believe it was Kellogg and Graham, was it not?
Kellogg's and, yeah, those guys. Graham crackers, Kellogg's cereal, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, it was way popular way before that in the Jewish faith.
Sure.
It's if a young man's growing up and is asked for protection from, like, this church is trying to charge me 10%. They have all kinds of these rules. I can't eat this certain food. Help me, parents. And they go, we're not going to help you. Look what we did to you when you were little because they asked us to.
I'm a little confused at that. Can you rephrase that?
If a child is asking for protection from their parents from any kind of religious faith, mm-hmm. religious rules, religious punishments, the parents aren't going to protect their kid from the religious rules because look what they did to them when they were tiny, tiny infants.
Because they were following the rules when they did that. Well, now it's going to be maybe a rule for everybody. This is what the CDC is proposing. Yes, Mark?
I just wanted to point out that circumcision is probably the most widely prescribed procedure in the history of medicine. If you look at the history of what circumcision has been proposed to cure and solve over time, it's amazing. They just keep on changing the story. And it's just a procedure that doctors can make money on. This is yet another AMA union scam in order to make money. Does circumcision really stop AIDS, which is what they're talking about here? Well, maybe in the few very, 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 very few instances, but I've got a better idea. Don't have sex with people who have AIDS.
The move comes after officials analyzed the results of several studies that show in African countries hit hard by HIV, men who are circumcised reduce their infection risk by half, according to the New York Times. However, those studies focused on heterosexual men who are at risk of getting HIV from infected female partners. The main issue in the U.S. is men who have sex with men. In 2008, the CDC estimated that more than 56,000 people were newly infected with HIV in 2006. Over half of those new infections occurred in gay and bisexual men.
And I would like to also point out that the strain of AIDS, supposedly the HIV that they have in Africa, is like the E strain versus the C strain that we have over here. And I don't know what the difference is, but it may act differently, too.
Critics of the recommendation said it subjects newborn boys to medically unnecessary surgery without their consent. Well, I was subjected to that surgery without my consent. No one bothered asking me when they did it. And so there's not much more here besides just a bunch of talk about, HIV and how bad it is and that, anything that we can do to stop HIV should be done.
And we know that we all know that only condoms give you AIDS.
An official draft of the proposed recommendations by the FCC, or excuse me, CDC, FCC, whatever, is due out by the end of the year. In the meantime, they're hosting their national HIV prevention conference in Atlanta. So it'll be yet another reason for parents to avoid hospitals, right? Because it's going to be the hospitals that are going to be the ones that are the primary perpetrators of this particular program.
Well, don't say that crap on the FTL BBS. They'll come after you like you're a maniac.
Oh, okay, so you're saying you mean the people on the BBS, not the CDC. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want.
really drop-dead gorgeous. The debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new Bad Girls and the chilling Paige Turner, hailed by David Moody, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDoll.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. If you dial the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI, that number is 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Lauren.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We have live streams, and there's a broadband version, a dial-up version, even a webcam, all available for you to access at your leisure at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and you know that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. These guys have the best equipment money can buy. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. Now, I know, Mark, you had something you wanted to tell us about here, but Lauren mentioned to me that she had a question that she wanted to ask our audience. So, audience, pay attention if you have an answer for this. 800-259-9231. What did you want to get out there tonight, Lauren?
I wanted to say, well, you know, I've been an atheist for a long time, maybe as long as I've been alive.
Really? You were not raised in a church?
I was raised in a Catholic family, had to go to the catechism and learn all the rules and everything. But
you were an atheist from day one?
It never took, really.
I see. And I was always skipping church and trying to get out as much as I possibly could.
And so when I learned about objectivism, they gave us some really cool arguments of logic, which you know, says a thing cannot be X and non-X at the same time and in the same manner. And I'm going, yeah, that's cool. But this expand it out a little bit, you'll see that it's a really good argument against God, because God is usually described as something that's a contradiction, that's consciousness without form, that's, you know, knows everything and can do anything and, you know, completely...
He's all loving, even though he'll send you to a fiery furnace for eternity.
That's okay for him, too. But now that I'm older and I have a few arguments against God, people that are theists go, oh, well, you know, it's just a metaphor. It's, you know, they backpedal, they get all soft and squishy, and they go, oh, well, it's not... I didn't say that God really existed. I just said, you know, it's just a good thing to teach little kids. And I'm going, little kids are the ones that you should teach logic to more thoroughly than anybody else. They're learning, you know, they're growing up, they're looking up to you, they're hoping that you teach them how to, you know, how to become fully fledged human being.
Right. Shouldn't they be ascertaining what their moral system is from their experience rather than being handed down from on high by some man in a robe who says, okay, here's how you'll live your life? Well, can't we come to the correct conclusions through our own lives and through our own experience of what's right and what's wrong? Is it really necessary to have that mentality of, well, here, just follow these rules and you'll be okay, kid. Doesn't it make more sense to have them come to those conclusions on their own?
I'm by no means an atheist. I'm a Quaker. And
I was at one time.
I believe that there's, you know, some kind of God out there. I'm a real pretty skeptical of a lot of the things that are written in the Bible. But, you know, be that as it may, I would say that to some extent, the problems that I had in my late teens were... basically based on the fact that I was told a bunch of lies in the form of the Bible. It doesn't take much of a mathematician to figure out that the Noah story is just something, you know, that's told. I mean, the way it's told in the Bible, it's just a story. It's just a story. And it's fine and everything as long as you realize it's just a story. Jesus told lots of allegorical stories. Nobody believes that, in fact, they are a seed that's thrown in rocky soil. They're not. They're a human being. They're not a seed. So I think that the Bible is an allegorical story in and of itself, and that's all fine, but if you were taught that instead of this biblical literalist crap, then I think some kids have a reaction. I think I did. I think that I said to myself, this is crap, therefore morality is crap, and I will do what I want any way I want and get away with what I want. I wasn't taught morality for morality's sake. I was taught morality for the avoidance of hell's sake. And then I realized, oh, hey, hell's not real.
Right, and if you're a parent, you want to bring up your kids to avoid what happened to Mark. They want to bring them along, teach them how to think for themselves, and then they can evaluate if the Bible is just a story or if it's actually, you know, a word of God. And I was just commenting about how the theists, you know, they get all soft and squishy when an adult comes up with an opposition to the concept of God.
Oh,
but
really?
They don't do that to kids. They tell them it's God. It's, you know,
God has a plan.
God is real. God is right here. God is going to punish you if you don't, you know, clean up your room. And I'm going, geez, cut kids a little slack, will you? I mean, at least tell them it's a theory. Tell them that somebody else doesn't believe this. Don't tell them that this is absolutely true, because it's going to hurt your kids they're not going to be able to figure out how to do things on their own or what's right or what's wrong.
It didn't cripple me too bad, but a bit, that's because I was probably like similar to you when I was growing up in that I was very questioning toward the church. I remember really starting to ask some tough questions when I was maybe 12 or 13 and continued asking tougher and tougher questions until I declared myself an atheist at age 16. I now consider myself a pantheist. I've moved on from atheism to that point, which basically the pantheism essentially says that if you want to use the term God, then everything that is God. You know, we're all God. The microphones are God. Everything is God. If you insist on using that term, then you could describe it that way.
The same as existence. Like, yeah, everything is existence. Everything is God. You're just going to use the word God
Right, there is no monotheistic. The pantheist belief is that, you know, pan meaning all is theism, all is God. Whereas the Christian belief and most of the world religions that I'm aware of, at least the popular ones in America, have a monotheistic kind of God in the sky, man with the beard, deciding, you know, if you've done right or done wrong, punishing you. That world doesn't exist from the pantheistic view. But so what you're saying is parents bringing their young children into these religions and inculcating them with these ideas and saying this is right, this is the way it is damaging them and not allowing them to discover all those things for themselves.
Right.
Where was the question? Did you have a question?
I mean, why do you pick on little kids that way? I mean, it seems like, you know, child abuse.
Well, they might answer that. And if you want to answer the question, 800-259-9231, I can speculate here for a moment on what they might say to that. Well, we're not picking on kids. We're just making it easy for them. We've already figured out what's right and what's wrong, and we're just giving them an easy-to-follow guide. Why should they have to figure all those things out on their own? We've already made the mistakes.
Oh, because they're going to experience situations that you haven't taught them about, and they won't know what to do.
Well, I mean, don't kill, don't steal, don't covet your neighbor's wife. I mean, these are pretty basic, right? I mean, how could the situations be that much different to where those?
I don't think that the morality is really the issue. I think that the rules, the suggestions, the rules that the Bible gives are generally, by and large, good ones. However, it's the punishment and the reason that one might do it. Kids are basically taught God's up in heaven, he's looking down, he's watching what you're doing. If you're not doing the right thing, he's writing it down in his book, and you're going to go to hell if you don't get Jesus to wash your sins away and then repent of those sins. You're going to go to hell. And then once you realize to yourself, you decide to yourself, that's just not a true story. Then what's the reason for being moral?
No punishment, right?
Right. Well, the reason for morality is morality's sake itself. It's a good way to operate.
Talk more about that here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live. You can add in as well. Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Lauren.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on that list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can play them on your computer, too. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook today at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And I know they have the newest Terry Goodkind book, which I will be downloading here shortly. It's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. We are talking with Lauren about religious sorts of things. Lauren is a lifelong atheist. You were questioning the religious parents, the organized-style religious parents out there who have inculcated their young children with certain ideas, certain moralities. And your basic question, as I understood it, was, why are you messing with kids? You know, why not let them come to the understanding of why they should be moral on their own rather than just handing down a moral code from on high? And then if later on, like Mark did, they decide to reject that when they are, say, 17 years old, they may go in a complete opposite direction as a result of that. Oh, well, there is no God, so therefore this moral code I've been handed down is useless because I'm not going to burn in hell for all eternity, so I'll just go ahead and do whatever I want. Was I understanding you correctly?
Not only on the morality issue, but also on the logic issue. If you describe God as all-powerful and all-knowing and everything, it's impossible to be everything. I mean, but that's what they tell you. They tell the little kids that this God is A, God is not A at the same time, in the same manner, and he knows everything, and he kills the entire population of the earth, but he says, do not kill. Okay,
He is love.
You mean in the flood where he killed everybody?
Killed everybody but Noah and his family.
And the God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But now that we are under the New Testament, he's different.
But the kids know about logic when they're tiny. When they're 3 years old, they know. When they know about morality. They know that if you break up a fight between two little kids, they'll go, he did it, because they know that they weren't supposed to initiate the forest. They already know that stuff.
Well, the universe has wonderful ways of teaching you lessons, right? I mean, if you go out and you do some might call it karma, you go out and you do bad things, it's a good chance that bad things are going to come back around to get you. And I think that people learn those lessons on their own pretty effectively. I don't think that they need to be handed down. But when I hear from you at 800-259-9231.
You know, it's one thing if you teach your kids, whatever version of religion that you believe. But I think that for me, what makes is that don't teach morality for religion's sake. Because it's likely, very likely, just think about you and your relationship with God versus what your parents had. It's likely your kids' relationship with God is going to be different. They are going to eschew what it is that you believe and come up with what they believe. Mm-hmm. And if you tell them basically that you must be good for the sake of not going to hell, what if they decide, like so many religions around the world, that there is no hell? Well, then they don't have to be good because the only reason to be good is not to go to hell. Well, in fact, that's a lie. If you want to operate well in this world, be moral for morality's sake because it will go well for you.
For you. Good
tell
for you.
Tell your kids the truth in that respect. It's fine if you want to tell them that not only that you should be moral because God wants it, but besides that, God created a world where morality works. At the very least, don't hobble them in that way.
I think that's a great way to wrap that up. Let's go to your calls. Daniel's on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Daniel. Daniel, you're on the air.
I've met some of my craziest friends in church. And I grew up going to church, and I don't know. I kind of liked it because I just went there and played and hung out. But I don't really believe in the Bible. But I guess I'm a rare person that doesn't believe in it. But I like to talk about it. And what used to really annoy me is when they'd always give me the WWJD, what would Jesus do? And, now I've been using that against people in church for liberty causes, I start saying, hey, would Jesus lock somebody in a cage for this stuff?
Right, would Jesus bomb people?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have a license to ride that donkey. Here, in a cage. And I find a lot of church people are intolerant. I'm not following the tolerance that I've imagined my Jesus,
Yeah. I would say you're right about that. I think that if Jesus, there was a Jesus as was described, and if he did come back and see what has happened to Christianity and the people that call themselves Christians, I think he'd probably be pretty disappointed.
Yeah, me too. So anyway, I'm just going to start my own church, and I think everybody at my church will be a preacher because people preach at me all day long. And wouldn't church be better if, everybody stood up and just talked instead of just one guy sitting there telling 52 people what to do?
I think I think Jehovah's Witnesses do that. Certainly the Quakers do it too. But if you start your own religion, you can turn your house into a house of God, and then you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Sweet.
Oh, man, that is sweet. All right, guys.
Hey, not to mention the 10% tithes. Talk about a great deal. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I mean, if I wasn't so darned honest, I could be a preacher and really kind of rake it in. I mean, we don't make money on the radio, Mark. We could do like a religious show or something like that. Get on an 800 number and charge people's credit cards all day long.
We do a moral show.
Yes, that's true. We do. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Here's a story for you. 1,200 veterans wrongly told they got fatal disease.
Oh, God.
From the Associated Press. Now, Lauren, you are a veteran, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
Do you go to the Veterans Administration? Do you patronize their services?
No. From the stories I've heard, I would like to stay as far away from veterans hospitals
as possible.
I've never been to one.
Well, good thing, because in Charleston, and by the way, we're on the air in Charleston right now, the Associated Press reporting that at least 1,200 veterans across the country have been mistakenly told by the Veterans Administration that they suffer from a fatal neurological disease. Oopsie! One of the leaders of the Gulf War Veterans Group says panicked veterans from Alabama, Florida, Kansas, North Carolina, West Virginia, and Wyoming have contacted the group about the error. Denise Nichols, the vice president of the National Gulf War Resource Center, says the VA is blaming a coding error for the mistake. Letters dated August 12th were intended to notify veterans who have Lou Gehrig's disease of disability benefits available to them. Calls to the VA were not immediately returned. On Monday, Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS, is a rapidly progressive disease that attacks the nerve cells responsible for controlling voluntary muscles. Now, you could say here that, well, you know, this could have been worse. And there have certainly been a lot of worse stories that have come out of the Veterans Administration as far as the, you know, the quality of care that the veterans are receiving. I've heard stories from veterans who've told me that they believe their VA doctors are trying to kill them. All kinds of, they're getting the wrong prescription. Yeah. I mean, there have been all kinds of screw-ups over the years. But can you imagine what it'd be like to get a letter from your doctor saying, "We're sorry to inform you this, but you have Lou Gehrig's disease." What? I mean, that's pretty shocking.
Yeah, there aren't too many worse diagnoses.
We've determined that you're suffering from a fatal neurological disease, and you'll be needed to come in for treatment. Now, it sounds like they caught it before anybody came in to get treated for Lou Gehrig's disease, but still, a disturbing story about a government botching it up again and probably ruining a few people's days.
How many people will be fired over this?
That is an excellent question.
Zero.
Not yet. It's not very likely. They'll probably get a stern talking to, though. Maybe. That's what they do to the military recruiters when they are discovered to have been lying to young men and women and telling them just nonsense about, you know, what they'll get if they join the military. They find out they've been lying to them. They find out they've been falsifying reports and documents in order to get them in. And
then they offer all those recruits the opportunity to leave the military.
Oh, no. No, they don't. No, they just get a stern talking to, and that's what they claim. You know, we don't even know for sure if it actually happens. The head office or whatever the regional control office are for the recruiting offices, well, they'll always promise, well, we're going to have a talk with our guys about this, and, you know, we might reassign some of these guys somewhere else. And that's about all that ever happens. The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. If you've got a Veterans Administration story you want to share with us, or, heck, on the other side, a recruiting story, anything goes. It is your show. You can take control even in these remaining moments at 800-259-9231. And, Mark, I think you've got an email you want to share. It's all coming up on Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Lauren.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things you can do to help get the show in more stations and get it into more ears around the world. One of those things, as Dennis had called in earlier to mention, is handing out things like flyers. It makes a big difference. If you've got Free Talk Live on a local radio station, or if you just want to promote our website, go out to places where you think people who might be interested in hearing us would be and print out some of these flyers and hand them to them. Let's go to your calls, promote.freetalklive.com, so you can go to get those things. Katie is on the line, ladies first, calling from Florence, listening to WVNA. Katie, you're on Free Talk Live. Katie, how are you there?
Hi.
Hey.
Yes, I'm here.
What's on your mind tonight?
I was just curious about the difference between individualism and objectivism.
Well, I'm going to let Lauren field that one.
Yeah, individualism is a pretty narrow concept. It's not a whole system of philosophy, which objectivism is. Individualism just is on one subject, tries to say that individuals are more important than groups are.
Does that answer your question?
Interesting. Yes, it does.
Did you have anything else you wanted to say? Anything else on your mind?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And remember, if you're listening in Florence, you're listening a couple hours late, so you'll hear your call 2 hours from now. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Mark, email box, what do you have?
Well, I've got a guy, an email from a gentleman who's living in Charlottesville, listening on WCHV in Charlottesville.
Actually, he would only be listening to Saturday's show.
Okay.
So he's not hearing this.
No problem. I'll let him know. He can download the
there archive. You go.
So he says, I'm enjoying listening to your show, and I don't know whether it's you or Ian, but one of you has claimed twice in about the past month that Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution means that the Constitution prohibits a standing army in peacetime. I don't think I've ever said that. What I try to say is that it's against
the intentions.
The intentions of the Founding Fathers and the Constitution, against the spirit of the Constitution. That's what I generally try to say.
Because the Founding Fathers had writings outside of the Constitution that made it pretty clear that they understood that standing armies were a threat to liberty.
So he goes on, and he may very well rebut even that statement. This is mistaken. The clause only says the Congress can appropriate money for the military, and I think it was the army Army, actually, for no longer than 2 years, and means that the appropriations for the military must be revisited every 2 years. But then Congress can either reduce military spending, leave it the same, or increase it. Congress has never taken the clause to mean that it should disband the military. Of course, they wouldn't take
right.
that clause.
Why would they? I mean, the military is power, and having the standing army means they've got more money they can spend and tax and control.
And, well, he goes on, and this one I think is even more relevant here, is, in fact, during the debate over the ratification of the Constitution, when the Anti-Federalists objected that there was not any provision in the proposed Constitution to discourage a peacetime standing army, Section 8 was right in the proposed Constitution. And yet, they did not think that it had anything to do with disbanding the military. What is more, in Federalist Paper number 24, Alexander Hamilton, no libertarian, he admitted that there would be a permanent standing army. He insisted that there had to be, but he promised it would be a small one. Like many of Hamilton's promises, that government would remain limited under the Constitution. This promise was particularly naive on his part. He argued that there should be no worry because the government could not get away with growing the military in peacetime, which he could only see happening by some sort of concerted conspiracy. Because the time required to do it would expose the plan to the people in the states who would have time to stop the project, which his argument did not account for, was double incrementalism. Not only the gradual growth of the military, but at the same time, the gradual growth of the federal government, the concomitant erosion of the people in the states' rights to oppose the federal government, and that was arguably built on the Constitution because of its lack of interest in using states' rights to balance the power of the federal government. Instead, the Constitution opts for dividing the federal government into three competing parts. I believe this separation within the federal government, intended by James Madison to keep the federal government in check, merely slowed the growth of government but failed to prevent its power from ratcheting up because each federal branch, and thereby the whole federal government, benefits from the increased other branch.
They don't really compete. They just kind of all back each other up.
Yeah,
I understand that was supposedly their intention, that you guys will be checking out, you know, it's a system of checks and balances, and, you know, they're going to be fighting against one another because it's an adversarial or something like that, and it's not that way at all.
Okay.
Not that way at all.
You know, he sounds right. You know,
I'm agreeing with what he's saying. Yeah. He's saying that it hasn't worked the way they intended it.
No, I'm talking about the original part about the military and all that other stuff. It sounds like, you know, he knows what he's talking about, and I'll take that as truth. I think that people that signed the Constitution, the founding fathers, were against a standing military, many of them, and I'm sure he would agree with that. There's that clause in there that obviously they don't, you know.
They pushed the whole military through that loop, you know, the loophole in that clause, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so even if it's true that they did intend to have an army, I don't care, because the Constitution is not a document I signed.
Yep.
It's not a contract involving me. It's a document that was signed by some guys that are dead right now, and it's clear that no one really pays much attention to it anyway.
Yep.
So why are we even talking about this?
So he gives an example here. The Supreme Court eventually realized, or, you know, not realized, but was incentivized probably, that its power would grow, too, if the executive and legislative branches grew in power. So the willingness to check them has become less and less strong or frequent.
Mm-hmm. Lauren, were you ever one of those constitutional types?
Yeah, I studied the Constitution for a while there.
When did you finally realize that it didn't apply to you?
I thought legislators were all, you know, taken over by lobbyists, and the executive was a power mad guy, just controlling the military. But I thought, Supreme Court, they're okay. I've read a bunch of their decisions, and they have some really logical and well-reasoned things to say. And then
you hadn't read enough of them.
Yeah. But then came Suzette Kilo's house getting taken over in New London, Connecticut, and I thought, no, this cannot
really?
Be right. That's what turned me from a minarchist, I guess, into an anarchist.
Oh, interesting. So yeah. It's been a relatively recent changeover for you, then.
Yeah.
So the Kilo situation was pretty motivating for you, wasn't it? Also, Mark,
I can't remember what sort of decision I made, but it really
you were shocked by the
it
fact
shattered
that
it shattered my belief in the system that is our government. The very fact that the Constitution says it says that you can't use you can't take property for the you can only take property for public use, and
that's your interpretation.
Eminent domain. Yeah. Well, right. My interpretation says that the public can use property taken for public use. However, they decided to interpret it as basically for the public's good, that if they can, you know, take property from one group of people, give it to another group of people, get a higher tax base, well, that's public use, for God's sakes. What's the big deal?
Well, right. The term public to them means the government. The term public to us sounds like everybody, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's a bunch of crap.
Right. Whenever you hear government people talking about the public interest, they mean their interest.
Yes.
Because when, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, they're looking at stealing about a dozen houses from property owners around here who haven't paid, they owe back taxes, apparently, the city claims they owe. And so when you ask them about that question, or when they are talking about the issue of taking those houses, well, you know, it's in the public's interest that they pay taxes, that they pay these taxes. It's in the public interest that we take these houses, because, well, if we don't take the houses from these people and we just let them get away with not paying taxes, then other people will not pay taxes, and that's against the public's interest. Well, wait a minute. I thought the public included the people that were paying taxes. I thought the public included the people that you're stealing the houses from. Apparently not. Apparently the public is just the government people. It's just one of their code words. That's all it is.
That's all it is. I mean, it's whatever we want is in the public's interest.
Oh, and remember, it's not stealing when the government does it. When the government does it, it's tax deeding. See, they just change the terms around. It's their language. They can do whatever they want with it. It's called legalese, and you never know if they're speaking in legalese or if they're speaking in English. But you can guarantee that if you're telling them, hey, don't steal that person's house, and they're saying, oh, no, it's not stealing, it's tax deeding, they're talking in their little language. Because for them, they believe that they own all your houses. They won't ever tell you that, though. They won't ever admit to you, oh, yeah, we own you. We own your property.
Well, they don't use that terminology. They'll even say that they don't own your property. But the fact is they do.
Yeah.
If you've got to pay an annual fee or biannual, depending on where you are, fee in order to live someplace, what is that? Well, you could call it rent, you can call it taxes, you can call it whatever you want, but you certainly can't call that property yours, because if it was yours, you wouldn't have to pay to live on it.
We are done for tonight, out of time. Lauren, thanks for coming in.
Hey, that's been great.
Nice having you on the show. Been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.